New York Magazine publishes dubious hit piece claiming Trump sucks at golf. By Warner Todd Houston on July 24, 2024. Despite the clear evidence in a recent video to the contrary, a soy boy writer for New York Magazine is insisting that Donald Trump sucks at golf. Writer Matt Steib, who is not a sports writer, disgorged an article on Tuesday entitled, "It Looks Like Trump May Actually Suck at Golf," in which Steib attacks the former president's game despite the evidence of the video by focusing on Trump's unorthodox swings, especially his putting. However, to claim Trump sucks at golf, Steib was reduced to only talking about his form, not his results. Steib ignored the video evidence that Trump was repeatedly able to place his ball in a good position on the green, ignored the long putt he sunk, and ignored the shock praise from pro golfer Bryson DeChambeau, in whose video series Trump appeared. In addition, to sustain his partisan sniping at Trump, Steib also had to ignore the fact that Trump got the best score of anyone DeChambeau has ever had on his Break 50 YouTube video series. Trump to Liv's Bryson DeChambeau. "You think Biden can do that? We had an argument about golf, can you believe it? Bryson, I don't think I can do that." pic.twitter.com/psi7b8bev. End Wokeness, at End Wokeness, July 23, 2024. Indeed, it seems that the left-wing writer's sole reason to proclaim that Trump sucks at golf is his putting, as Steib insists that a rare look at his putting game solves the mystery of how good Trump is at golf. Steib then goes on to exclaim that Trump's short game really sucked. Steib adds, "Everyone has bad days in a sport as finicky as golf. But Trump's putting form suggests that this may not be a one-off problem." The former president flicks his wrist in a twitchy manner just as his putter strikes the ball. On the worst of these attempts, it clearly makes him miss an extremely gettable shot. If that day was any indication, his weird form is making him miss left all the time. "It's not that they're bad," he says after one of his many, many misses. Perhaps no one has had the heart to tell the former president that he is wrong. The non-sports writer's opinion, such as it is, has not been substantiated by others, though. For instance, Steib's claim that Trump cheats on the links was refuted by pro golfer John Daly. Daly sat down in 2016 with Rich Eisen and insisted that Trump is a pretty good golfer for an amateur. When Eisen asked about cheating, Daly waived that claim and noted that if you want a president who cheats at golf, look to Bill Clinton instead. More recently, the five-time PGA Tour winner told Tucker Carlson that Trump is pretty darn good but added that his chipping game needs work. "I've got to work with his chipping a little bit," Daly said of Trump's game. "But he hits it good, he putts it good. We've just got to work on his chipping. If I don't see him for a while, he goes back to that bad habit. He chips it like Tiger or Phil, when I'm coaching him." DeChambeau, a two-time major championship winner, was amazed at how good Trump is. In fact, Trump's score of 50 was the best score he had ever seen on his Break 50 YouTube series. 210 into the wind. Donald Trump makes an unassisted eagle after hitting it to 4 feet. At the underscore DeChambeau can't believe what he's seeing. 45 can flat out play. This has been one of the more fun watches. pic.twitter.com/9pwkchnkzh. Red Harrington, at Red Harrington 44, July 23, 2024. During the video, a shocked DeChambeau says, "This is pretty impressive, and I didn't expect this." Yes, Trump's style of putting is not what a pro would call optimal. However, the former president, who is not a pro golfer, we must point out, seems to make it all work in his favor. Trump has duly impressed several actual pro golfers with his game, lefty politics writer Matt Steib's bloviating aside. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.